Friday's rallies were part of the West Coast leg of the Starbucks Workers the Union is Calling nationwide bus tour.
We're making multiple stops and getting involved in multiple different efforts.
Hannah Chavez is a Los Angeles area Starbucks employee. She said hundreds of people showed up at her Los Angeles Starbucks rally. She said the point of the nationwide so-called Starbus tour is to ensure that
we're able to bargain and get a contract that guarantees all of our workers to have the rights they deserve to have, such as, you know, fair pay, guaranteed hours.
Starbucks did not respond to requests seeking comment. Workers at the Seattle-based coffee giant and their supporters said that more than 8,000 Starbucks workers nationwide have organized unions at about 300 stores in less than 2 years. Ian Lee is a communications specialist with SEIU Local 1021. He said Starbucks has been fighting the unionization effort fiercely.
All across the country, hundreds of unfair labor practices have been filed against Starbucks for refusing to negotiate in good faith and for engaging in union busting activity.
Lee said those union busting activities include threatening and firing workers, closing stores, and offering new benefits only to non-union stores. Union officials said the National Labor Relations Board has issued a complaint about the company's refusal to bargain in good faith. The Starbus tour comes to San Francisco Monday, where there will be a rally at City Hall. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.